Title: We build an intro without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. All right, let's rebuild a classic jungle style intro in Ableton Live 12, but with one key rule: we're not sacrificing headroom. Because the most common beginner mistake is making the intro feel huge and then the drop has nowhere to go. Today we'll build atmosphere, tension, and that old school sampled character, while keeping your master clean so the drop can hit properly later. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar intro with a vinyl noise bed, a pad or atmosphere, some classic jungle effects, a filtered break tease, and a clean pre-drop suck-out moment that creates impact without cranking the volume. Before we touch any sounds, set your tempo for jungle and early drum and bass, go 160 to 170. Let's pick 165 BPM. Now, the mindset shift. Do not put a limiter on the master yet. I know it's tempting, but a limiter hides problems. We want to see the truth while we build, because headroom is a habit, not a plugin. On the master, drop a spectrum so you can actually watch what's happening in the low end. Optionally, put a utility after spectrum, but leave it at 0 dB. That utility is going to be useful later for a quick mono check. Here's your target. During the intro, aim for master peaks around minus 12 to minus 8 dB. Near the pre-drop, minus 10 to minus 6 is still totally safe. If that feels quiet, good. That's the point. You're building contrast. Quick extra coach tip. Create a MIDI track called Headroom Guide. Put a utility on it and set it to minus 12 dB. You're not routing audio through it. It's just a visual and mental anchor. If your intro feels exciting while living around that area, you're doing it right. Next, let's set up clean routing so we're not fighting 20 tracks later. Create three groups. First, an Atmos group for pads, drones, vinyl, field noise. Second, an effects group for impacts, risers, reverses, sirens. Third, a drums intro group for filtered breaks, hats, and little fills. Grouping matters because we'll control headroom at the group level. That's how you get control fast. Now we start with the glue, the noise bed. Create an audio track called vinyl/noise. Drop in a vinyl crackle sample, tape hiss, room noise, whatever fits. The key is it should feel like vibe, not like a loud layer. Put EQ8 first. High pass it steeply, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. This is huge. A lot of noise samples have low rumble you don't even notice until your headroom is gone. Optionally, do a gentle high shelf cut, like 2 to 4 dB above 8 to 10 kHz if the crackle is too fizzy. Next, add auto filter. Set it to low pass, 12 dB slope, cut off around 6 to 10 kHz. Then add a tiny bit of movement with the LFO, amount around 5 to 10%, rate around 1 quarter or 1 half. That little motion makes it feel alive like an old record, without needing extra volume. Then add utility. Pull the gain down so it sits quiet. Think of it like this. You should feel it when you mute and unmute, but it shouldn't take space. And you can widen it a bit, maybe 120 to 150% width, subtly. Noise can be wide. Your future sub should not. Now the pad or atmosphere, and this is where beginners often lose headroom without realizing it. Pads love to fill the low mids, and low mids are where headroom goes to die. Create a MIDI track called pad. Load Wavitable or analog. Stock devices are perfect. Simple Wavitable pad recipe. Pick a basic wave, something sine or triangle-ish. Set unison to 2 to 4 voices. Put a low pass filter on it. 12 dB is fine. Cut off fairly low. Set the amp envelope with a gentle attack, like 30 to 80 milliseconds, and a release around 1 to 3 seconds. Now device chain time. EQ 8 first, high pass it steeply, 24 dB per octave, around 120 to 200 Hz. If you want the drop to feel massive, you can even high pass higher during the intro. Remember, in old school intros, the low end is basically empty until the drop, or very controlled. If the pad feels cloudy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB. That range builds up fast, especially once you add reverb. Now put hybrid reverb, hall or plate. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the pad stays present before the reverb blooms. Decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. And important, use the reverb low cut inside hybrid reverb. Set it around 200 to 400 Hz. That stops the reverb from generating a fake low-end smear. Keep the wet amount reasonable, like 10 to 25% if it's on the channel, but in a minute we'll do sends, which is even better. For now, don't drown it. In jungle intros, space is cool, but mud is not. Then add utility. Slight width boost, like 120%, and pull the gain down until it supports rather than dominates. Arrangement idea. a two-chord stab or a minor chord drone. Keep it moody. Slowly automate the filter cutoff upward over 8 to 16 bars. That gives progression without adding layers. Now let's add classic jungle effects, a riser and an impact. And we'll do it without clipping. Create a riser track, audio or MIDI. You can use noise with a filter sweep or a sampled riser. On the riser, put auto filter in high pass mode, 12 dB slope. Automate the cutoff rising from around 200 Hz up to 6 kHz as you approach the drop. That creates excitement while actually removing low end energy. That's hype with headroom. Add saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8 and high pass again around 150 to 250 Hz, just to keep it honest. Then a hybrid reverb with a longer decay, maybe 3 to 6 seconds, wet 15 to 30%. And here's the teacher note. Keep the riser quieter than you think. If the riser is loud, the drop feels smaller. Let the arrangement do the work. For the impact, grab a hit, door slam, orchestral stab, a layered thump, whatever feels like an old school marker. EQ8 first, high pass at 30 to 40 Hz to remove useless sub. If it's boomy, dip 80 to 140 Hz a bit, then drum bus for some weight, but be careful. Drive around 5 to 15% and keep boom low. 0 to 10%. Boom can steal headroom instantly, and it stacks with everything else. Utility last, and set the gain so the impact is not the loudest thing in the whole intro. It's a marker, not the entire mix. Now the jungle signature. The break tease. Create an audio track called break tease. Load an amen or another classic break. Place it 8 bars before the drop, or earlier if it's super filtered. EQ8 first. Steep high pass 24 dB per octave around 180 to 300 Hz. This is one of the biggest headroom wins in the whole lesson. Breaks often contain a kick and low thump that you don't need yet. If you leave it in, your intro eats headroom before the bass even arrives. If the break is dull, you can add a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz for presence, but don't overdo it. Then auto filter in low pass mode, 12 dB slope. Early in the intro, set cutoff around 1 to 4 kHz. So you get hats and mid-snap but not full brightness. Automate that cutoff opening as you approach the drop. Add drum bus. Drive 5 to 12%. Transients plus 5 to plus 15% for snap. Then utility to keep the break tease modest. Old school move. Start with just the tops. Then add a tiny 1-bar fill near the end of the phrase, like bar 15 or bar 31, to signal that something's coming. Now, let's fix the number one reason beginners lose headroom in intros. Reverb everywhere on inserts. Instead, create 2 return tracks. Return A, short verb. Return B, long verb. On short verb, put hybrid reverb. Plate, decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Low cut around 250 Hz. Wet 100% because it's a return. On long verb, put hybrid reverb. Hall, decay 3 to 6 seconds. Low cut around 300 Hz, wet 100%. Then put EQ8 after the reverb, high pass 250 to 400 Hz, and if it hisses, a gentle shelf down above 8 to 10 kHz. Now send your pad, FX, and maybe vocal bits lightly. Start around minus 20 to minus 12 dB on the send knobs. This is how you get one consistent space without your mix exploding. Extra coach tip, if the last bar before the drop gets messy, don't only automate the send down. Also automate the long reverb decay shorter for that final bar. Shorter decay reduces tail buildup without making it feel like the space suddenly vanished. Now we do group control. This is where you cap the intro safely without mastering it. On the Atmos group, add EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. On the FX group, EQ8 and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. On the drums intro group, you might not need a high pass if you already filtered the break tease, but you can still clean anything unnecessary. Then add glue compressor on each group, gently. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Set threshold so you're getting 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not for loudness, this is for control. Then put utility after that and use it like a clean group fader. If things are too hot, turn down the groups here. Don't pull down the master. If your master is peaking higher than minus 6 dB, it's a sign to bring down the groups, not to slap a limiter on it. Now we need to talk about finding the culprit when peaks happen, because usually it's one thing, not everything. In jungle intros, overs often come from impact samples with long low tails, reverb returns, or stereo wideness creating little spikes. Quick diagnostic, solo the return tracks. Does the meter jump? Then solo the FX group. Find the track that's doing it. Fix the source. That's real mixing. Also, do a mono check early. On the master utility, map the mono button to a key if you like, and toggle it occasionally. If your pad and noise vanish in mono, you've probably overdone stereo width or facey chorus. Wide is fun, but you want it to translate. And another super practical habit, clip gain before devices when using samples. If your vinyl bed or impact sample is already slammed, every plugin after it is fighting a fire. Set clip gain so raw samples peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before processing. It makes everything easier. Now for the moment that makes this feel like a real jungle record. The pre-drop suck out. In the last one bar before the drop, automate a high-pass filter on the Atmos group. Use auto filter or EQ8. Tweep it quickly from around 120 Hz up to 600 Hz, even up to 1 kHz. The goal is to thin the world out right before the drop. At the same time, reduce the long verb sent by 2 to 6 dB right before the drop. Optionally shorten the decay too. And if you want maximum impact with basically no level increase, do a micro mute, 1/8 to 1/4 beat of near silence rate before the drop. The ear hears it as the drop hits harder, but your meters barely move. That's old school tension technique. If you want an extra authentic arrangement upgrade, try call and response with space. Instead of stacking pad, vocal, and siren all at once, rotate them every 2 bars. 2 bars patent vinyl, 2 bars a vocal ghost answer, 2 bars a siren tease, then pad back slightly brighter. You get movement without making everything play at once, which is also a headroom win.